You are listening to an MLGA Network podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to Morning Drive. This is a little different of an episode. I took 3 days. And it's not because I took 3 days on one topic. You know me, I don't put that much attention in one thing. But I started doing an episode one day and it seemed kind of short because I was just trying to get something off my mind. So I just saved it, and then I did another day, and then I did another day. And I'm just putting all three of them together in one episode. So, after you get done one section, if you want to stop, you know, and then pick up the next one the other day, next day like another episode or something, I don't know. It was just something that I put together, not on purpose. But it's like 3 days. I ain't even listened to it yet, so I don't know if I have three different ways of speaking and three different mindsets. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there because I know I hadn't been really performing or dancing for y'all like I should be. So I wanted to put something out and I thought this might be kind of interesting. So anyway, once again, I want to say thank you to all the people that support me, whether it's, you know, by conversing with me, you know, giving me ideas, or even some that financially support me a little bit. That's great, and I highly appreciate it. Y'all mean the world to me. And there are some names that I forgot to mention on that last episode that I really need to pay attention to, like Joel Fish over at Vapor Rain. Go check him out. Check him out on Instagram. He's a great guy, and he makes a great juice. So I mean, he's just a down to earth, good, you know, father, husband, just the run of the mill guy, and I really admire him. And I think he's really cool. And of course, my family at MLGA, and I ain't gonna name them all. You know who you are. Y'all probably know who they are by now. If you don't, go check them out. Go check out the Mad Ones, Cam and Jessica. It's a great show. And all the other people, but I can't leave out my girl Kim, and I can't leave out Jesse and Maddie. They that whole, and then fellas, you know who you are. Ryan, because he deserves to be here. And then, go check him out. And that's about it. I'm not going to take up too much time on this intro part. So anyway, I'll holler at y'all later. And I hope you enjoy the episode. Bye.
You are listening to The Morning Drive with David, the best place to find the ranting and raving of a pissed off libertarian dad that you so desperately desire.
The events unfolding Tuesday evening around 9 o'clock, sources telling ABC7 that's where the mayor's security detail was parked, right outside the Shake Shack restaurant at 14 South Michigan. Mayor Lightfoot had just left a celebration honoring Harold Washington and had stopped at a restaurant on the top floor of the Chicago Athletic Association right next door. Sources saying a member of her security detail then noticing something alarming about one of two men standing in line in the Shake Shack, he immediately notified dispatch.
Leather coat-style bag with the outline of a gun.
Responding police arrested 21-year-old Travion Broadway and another man who was not charged, both from Milwaukee. According to court documents, police recovered two Glock semi-automatic handguns like these from inside the suspect's vehicle. Both weapons had an extended magazine and a laser sight attachment. One had a live round in the chamber and a switch to shoot full auto. Broadway is also charged with possessing a silencer and metal-piercing bullets, military-grade weaponry, according to one law enforcement expert.
This is not the type of weapon you carry for personal protection. This is the type of weapon you go to war with and you're looking to inflict maximum damage.
Broadway's aunt says he is a good kid who likes to play basketball, and she says he does not own guns. Broadway has no known criminal history, and it's unclear why he allegedly had those high-powered weapons. He's facing two felony weapons charges, as well as citations for possessing the laser sight, silencer, and armor-piercing bullets. The mayor's office declined to comment on the incident.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Morning Drive. I just played a clip of a report of a shooting in a mall, and I don't know. I need somebody that's got a whole lot more knowledge on firearms than I do. to tell me if that's even possible. Okay, one, it says a Glock. It's kind of coincidental, but the Glock is the most common and popular handgun. So, I can get that. There's two things in this, in that report, that have me questioning things. One, they pointed out the fact that it had a laser sight. You can get one of those for like $5 off of Amazon. But that's no special thing. An extended magazine, what is that, like 2 rounds extended? Because I know with my Canic, I get like 12 rounds in the standard mag and 14 in the extended mag. So, I mean, I don't, you know, they're not being very detailed. And then they're bullshit. Another one is, you have, they're saying it was a Glock, that with a flip of a switch, you can make it go full auto. Now, I do know that you can modify it to make it full auto, but that was, you know, I was under the impression that once you do that, you can't undo it. That you have a fully automatic pistol, which is a pain in the ass. Nobody wants that. So, I'm not going to say nobody wants it, because it's fun, but I mean, they're not practical. Most of the time, if you're using a laser sight, you're not going to use a full auto, because that you're using a laser sight for accuracy, and it defeats the purpose. I don't know. That whole thing, it makes me question the hell out of it. But the one thing, another thing I had a question about was it said that it mentioned the guy's name, 21-year-old so-and-so, got arrested, and another guy that didn't have any charges filed against him. I don't know about y'all, but that screams FBI. I mean, that's me, you know, because if people saw two people getting arrested, they're going to be like, oh, who's that other guy? Well, he's nobody. We didn't charge him with anything. He's just, don't worry about him. It's because it's FBI or ATF. And it wouldn't be the first time that the FBI or the ATF set somebody up. Ruby Ridge. I think the push for this whole, for the war on firearms is getting a little out of hand. But I would love some feedback. If you have a pistol and you modify it to full auto, can you undo it with a flip of a switch? Because if so, I need to know where these are. You know what I'm saying? Just saying, I need to know where they are so I can avoid such places. Anyway, that's all I got. Real short episode today. I may just save this. I'm gonna bank this and put it in there. So yeah.
A little later.
All right, everybody, this is part two. I recorded a piece, I think Friday. Shit, what is today? You don't order so damn much. Today's Monday, I think, right? Oh shit, no. Today's Thursday. Damn it. See? I think it was Tuesday night. I recorded a short episode, and I figured I'd go ahead and add some more onto it, make it a little longer. So this is part two of the same daggum episode, and it's now Thursday. Anyway, I'm sorry about that. I'm out of my head. I wanted to address this whole "don't say gay" bill thing that's going on in Florida. I talked about it a little bit before. I didn't read the legislation because I honestly don't care. Because I'm not in Florida. But from what I understand, it's K through, I think, third grade. You're not supposed to talk about sexuality or, you know, gender, blah, blah, blah. None of this bullshit. I kind of agree with that. Simply because, well, one, why would you? I mean, they're kindergartners to third graders. All they know is that their ding-ding's made from taking a piss. That's all they know. That's all I knew. That's all they should know. Because, damn it, we try to, as a society, we seem to be robbing children of their childhood. And that's damaging to them. Just let them be kids. Let them be oblivious for a little bit before they realize how screwed up the world really is. It's not too much to ask if you really want to protect the children. Keep them children for a little while. Because they're gonna have to grow up sometime. That's inevitable. So prolong it as long as you can. I think I've talked about that before. But I was listening to a clip from Lives of TikTok, and this one teacher was talking about, hey, you know, what's she gonna do now? You know, because they have this about me meet and greet thing with the teachers where they sit down and they talk about their favorite thing to do, their favorite food, their favorite color, blah, blah, blah. She was like, well, I don't know how I'm going to do that next year if I can't talk. Am I supposed to lie? Am I not supposed to tell them about my marriage? Am I not supposed to tell them that my partner is a trans femme, whatever the hell that is? No, you're not. You're not supposed to. I mean, I know when I was a kid, and this is going to make me sound like an old man, but I remember when I was a kid, I didn't know if any of my teachers were married. I didn't even know the significance of a wedding ring in third grade. I was just concentrating on when recess is and lunch. That was it. I wasn't wondering about my kids and my teacher's marriage life. I didn't care. It's not something that younger people worry about unless you make them worry about it. I mean, I just don't get that part. I don't get that. I think that's an issue I have with teachers these days, is everybody's trying to be the students' friends. Like one teacher on that same clip, she referred to the kids as my kids. I'm going to do what's best for my kid. Bitch, they ain't your kids. They're your students that you teach. That's all you're supposed to do. Stick with 3+3. Stop worrying about if they're dadgum gender fluid, pansexual, whatever the hell it is. Stop worrying about that shit. Worry about what you're supposed to be teaching them, and that's it. That's the reason why I think so many kids are falling behind, is the teachers are worried about other shit than teaching. Let the parents raise their kids. Teachers, if you're going to teach, teach. That's it. That's all you gotta do. If you teach math, teach math. Social studies, teach social studies. Now, when they get a little older, if the subject comes up, then yeah, have a little talk. One thing I didn't like about the bill that I heard was in there, I don't know, because like I said, I didn't read it, is that if, you know, a student comes up to a teacher and, you know, outs themselves to the teacher, then the teacher is obligated to tell the parents. Now, I don't believe in that, because there are plenty of reasons, and most of the time I'm all for kids knowing everything about their parents knowing about their kids. I am. But for two reasons, I find that's inappropriate. One, it ain't your position to out anyone to anyone. Two, there might be a reason why they're not telling their parents. Let's just leave that be. I don't know. I might make this just a compilation. This is Thursday. I may do another episode tomorrow night. Just put it all in one big episode. Why not? Because, I mean, it's only like 6 minutes long. And nobody wants to listen to 6 minutes. Anyway. But I just want to get my thoughts on that, and I'll get up out of here. See ya.
Much, much later.
What's up, y'all? It is part 3, I guess. And it's Friday, so it's a little bit better. I'm feeling a certain way today. I noticed something. In light of this whole thing that happened with Mike Tyson, some people get way too damn comfortable. And I'm going to tell you what I mean. I mean, it kind of goes back to the whole Chris Rock and Will Smith thing, too. But, I mean, granted, Chris Rock is a comedian. He was doing his job. But when you align yourself politically and ideologically, you know what I'm saying? With the kind of people that I do, there's a lot of people that are, you know, that are all about the non-aggression principle. And I even know some pacifists, okay? Now, and then I know some hardcore pacifists. You know, some pacifists feel like, you know, well, violence is a last resort. And then you got some that are just, in my book, playing out crazy and be like, you know, well, whatever is going to happen is going to happen. I'm not going to do any kind of violent act to prevent it, even if it means coming to harm for myself and my family and everything. You know, they just don't believe in violence, whether that be in some sort of, you know, revenge or in some way of self-protection. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, but me, I'm not like that. Now, I do agree that I don't like the idea of aggressing violence on people, okay? But sometimes, I think the internet has made people way too damn comfortable. And I'm actually going to use a picture of a quote from Mike Tyson and put it on as a cover of this episode, because it speaks to it perfectly. It's the idea that people, they use the internet as a shield, so they can just run their mouth all they want to without the even the inkling of having a fist put in it. You know what I'm saying? And some people are like, well, you know, this isn't 1980 no more. This isn't 1990 anymore. Sometimes I feel like maybe it should be. I mean, I think people got too damn comfortable running their damn mouth. You sit there and you talk shit about somebody for so long. And, I mean, but then again, that's the reason why I don't give the internet that much power. The people on the internet, I don't give that much power, because why? But then you have this younger generation that's all they know. You know, they have more friends on the internet than they do in real life. They put more stock into the friendship that they have with these people that they have never met, probably never will meet, versus people that are in their real life that can directly affect them. So when all these people start talking a bunch of shit online, they let it affect them. And I think that's the reason why it affects you even more. This is coming as I'm speaking. You know, cause, you know, back when I was a kid, that's how everybody always dealt with a bully. You know, is you, they run their mouth so long, and then you stand up to them. Yeah, you might get your ass kicked. I got mine kicked a couple of times. You know what I'm saying? But you stand up to them. And most of the time, that's all it takes to squash a bully. Is you standing up to them. Somebody putting forth some kind of opposition to them, you know, and they're kind of like, okay, well, I can't push this person around, because that's what bullies like to do, is just push people around without any kind of, you know, any kind of resistance. But when you resist them and you're like, okay, look, piece of shit, I'm not going to take this no more. We're going to fight. So either you're going to get your ass kicked, or you're going to get one hell of a workout. But either way, let's just do this shit today. And, you know, sometimes they'll back down. They're like, look, man, you know, they'll bullshit. They'll be like, no, not here. I might get in trouble or some bullshit like that. And that's when you commit to beating ass anyway. I mean, that's just me. I was one of them. I don't see the need to run in your mouth. Somebody gets up in your face. To me, I'm like, okay, you're going to get up in my face. You're going to come at me like that. You're getting hit. There's no, I'm not going to sit there and yell back and forth and puff up my chest. You know, I'm not some little bird trying to, you know, win the attention of some chick over you. No, I'm too damn old too. I'm too old to be doing all that running around and bullshit, talking shit. But now, you can't do that. Somebody can just bully, and not only that, but they can share shit, and that's the big thing, I think. It's not what somebody's saying to you. It's what they're telling other people, and other people are saying shit, you know, because back in the day, you know, if you had a picture of somebody in a compromising position, you might could show it to about 10 or 15 people, you know, 20 people, at the most if you knew 100 people. You might could show it to 100 people. But now all you gotta do is post that shit, and you got like 4,000 followers. That's 4,000 people that done seen the shit. And you can't turn all those, you know, those people, some of those 4,000 might be in your real life that's gonna be messing with you. And that's when you got to resort back to 80s and 90s tactics. You can't, you're not untouchable. And I think that the internet has made people more emboldened in being assholes, including myself. I've caught myself a couple of times saying something to someone, and it's not like a threatening way or trying to be a badass, but it's being just a complete asshole, that I wouldn't say to them to their face. And I'm like, well okay, that was a little over the line. And I apologize sometimes. I mean, there's sometimes I let my ego get to me and I double down. But that's part of me seeing the flaws in myself. And but I mean, for the most part, I don't try to say anything to somebody that I wouldn't say to their face. But a lot of people, they run their mouth like, you know, it's just shit flowing, right? It's like they got mouth diarrhea coming out because they're emboldened. They're protected by, you know, the wires and the processors of the internet, because they know there's nothing coming back. And it was a lot simpler back then. You ran your mouth, you better be able to back it up. And I don't know, that just struck me today and last night. I was like, people are just getting way too damn comfortable. Way too damn comfortable. And because they'll be like, oh, you're a piece of shit, you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're a blah, 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 you're an asshole. Would you say that to my face? And you go, so yeah, I'd say it to your face. But would you really? Because most of the time, most of the people that I know aren't going to be like trying to defend themselves. They're not going to be all like, well, I'm not a racist. I'm not. They're just going to punch you in the freaking nose, man, for being an asshole, for calling them, you know, names and shit. And some people are like, well, that's just barbaric. That's fine with me. I'm a barbaric son of a bitch. I'm a product of the 80s and 90s. That's just the way it is. These kids these days ain't. They're all about trying to apologize for shit and, you know, demean somebody to make themselves feel better, and then it's just bullshit. I'm like, no. Y'all, maybe y'all need a little taste of the 80s and 90s where, you know, somebody from, that'd be perfect for me. I'm sorry. And then I may be coming across as some kind of asshole. But if somebody from, you know, somebody from Kentucky was getting into an argument with somebody from, you know, Seattle, and they were like, you know, well, you're just being a racist, big asshole, misogynistic, blah, 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 blah. And that person just jumped in their car, went and knocked on the front door and was like, hey, look, you call me that shit? You know, give them a chance, be like, yo, why don't you go ahead and say that shit in my face? They ain't going to. And they did punch them out and then get your car and go back home. But that's what you get for running your damn mouth. That's from the old saying of, you know, don't let your mouth write a check your ass can't cash. You know, and I'm sorry. I mean, I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of seeing all this. And that's what I mean by bullying, too. It comes from kids. It comes, you know, little gay kids getting bullied. You know, Republicans getting bullied. Libertarians getting bullied. Everybody's getting shit on by other people that don't agree with them. Because the people that don't agree with them have the internet to protect them from the consequences of their words. So in short, don't be a damn asshole. If you are going to be an asshole, have the balls to back that shit up. Anyway, I'm going to get up off here. I'm almost at work. I'll holler at y'all later. Y'all have a wonderful weekend.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.